Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
What was that song we were singing earlier?
Rent?
No.
I've got shit in my ass.
I've got shit in my ass, and I'm trying to tell you there is some shit in there.
I'm full of jam.
Number two hit.
Yeah.
I wasn't spicy? Even making that spicy little joke.
It was spicy? Great.
Yeah, I feel, can I say again that I feel like I'm at a retirement home?
Yeah, why do you feel that way?
Because I have a blanket around my little arms.
You do. That'll give you.
And I'm looking out to like a garden.
Oh, beautiful.
You know what I mean?
And you can see the back of my car too.
Propped up, sitting up and taking notice, as my mom calls it.
I was going to say that you do look like you're in a retirement home, mainly because of your socks. They have frilly lace at the tops.
I wasn't going to bring that part up again. I like my frilly lace socks.
Where are those from?
Amazon or Gap?
Oh, I don't know. The wherever epitome I get, of class.
I know. I was looking for little socks. These guys, and I was like, that's the right amount.
Okay. It's sort of like if a sock could have a doily.
Yeah, and you know I love doyles.
I do.
I'm a doily bitch.
Double doyle in trouble, just like my least favorite time of year.
Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
Welcome to Bad Boy Pod. Would you say that we're the definitive podcast of the Me Too era?
Yeah.
Great. I'm Zoe. Are you gonna introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm Julia.
Oh my god. I thought you were gonna blue balls me with that.
Were you thinking I was gonna throw like a curveball? I had nothing. I was like, do I have
I thought you were gonna do a curveball or just not introduce yourself, and I was like, ugh, I'm that bitch that introduced myself and Julia didn't again.
I know. I mean, like, it's whatever.
Whatever.
Do people really have to do this every single episode?
I don't know. I mean, like, I do it. It's like, you know, it just gets you in the mood. It just brings you there. I mean, like, the mics in your face aren't enough, so.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think we should abolish
slavery.
Introducing ourselves.
Oh.
Yes. Both of these things.
We will no longer be slaves to the introduction.
Right. And we also, I guess, new name alert. Our drop machine is named... What
Kevin?
Is it? Kevin? I almost said Patrick.
Well, same energy. His mm-hmm. name is Kevin Patrick. He's obviously Irish.
Yes.
iPad means.
I'm
the I is
pretty
for Irish.
Sure that's my uncle's first and middle name.
You don't know your uncle's name?
Well, it's Uncle Kevin for sure.
Well, Kevin Patrick's the drop machine. He's looking great. I don't know how that started, but yeah.
I'm happy he's named and he's here.
Kevin is suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your bad boy on the block?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm still in the garden group chat, baby.
What?
I'm still here.
Okay, shovel update.
I really can't. No shovel update.
What?
It's just like all
I am
Spanish.
In it for the shovels and that's it.
I should have asked someone to...
Send you a shovel?
Yeah, but also to translate
That'd
this
That'd
be
me. An ominous thing to receive in the mail if you didn't order it.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I receive a shovel in the mail, it better be plastic, not one of those like old rusties.
Oh, but you know
something
it would
I
be,
can scoop
you know
the
it would be an
with.
Old rusty.
Whoa, what?
I scooped some poop today.
Did you?
Yep. Bare hands.
With no, your bare hands? You psychotic.
I have a pooper scooper. My grandpa used to pick up dog poop with his bare hands.
No.
I mean
No. Ooh.
And then many years later he passed.
Do you think it's related?
I do.
Remember that guy who was like an activist for like Skid Row and like I'm pretty sure lost one or two of his legs?
No.
I should research it.
Okay.
To like a literal bacterial infection he picked up in Skid Row.
Yikes.
Like how sad is that?
How is this?
And gross.
Okay, how is this related? Way to bring it down. I was just having an uplifting conversation about how my grandpa died.
I mean, touching poop.
Just like you.
Don't touch poop, guys.
Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
No, that's not the noise you make after you touch poop. It's aw shit.
Oh shit, I whoop dee scooped some poop in my hand.
Oh god, I whoop dee scooped it again.
I can't.
I've pooped in the evening. Oh my god, she's whooping pooping herself.
How many bad boys do you have this week?
I don't know. I have a couple. It depends how long my first one lasts. So the first one is just Halloween in general.
Okay.
Every year I forget how much I fucking hate it. And it's just like, first of all, it never ends. It goes on for an entire fucking week. Like, you know how teenage girls are like, my birthday's for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, how about it's for the one day, like God intended. But that's what Halloween felt like this year. It just didn't stop.
And how do you feel about other holidays? And
don't like them.
They don't stop.
They can all go fuck themselves.
Well, yeah. What would you say the worst thing about Halloween is? What, in your opinion?
People dressing up and having fun with it. I really hate it.
Like, there's nothing you hate more. it's people's joy.
I just hate people's joy, especially when it's something so dumb. Like, just wear your normal mask.
Least favorite costume?
Least favorite costume.
Like, the least favorite you've ever seen. It can be, like, retroactively. We can both do this.
Okay. I mean, I can tell you the worst one I've ever done.
Sure.
I was a head of garlic my senior year of college, and I just got, like, white tissue paper and, like, ruched it around my body and said I was a head of garlic. It was really bad.
I think that sounds actually really good.
It was kind of creative, but I ended up just looking like a ball of tissue. Yeah, I do love garlic.
I'll never forget when you, and we can dig this out, when you told me that you put garlic in your punan.
Oh yeah, I did put garlic in my punan. Well, I heard that that helps you yeast infections, and I put it in my punan, and that's how they make garlic naan. No, but it didn't cure my yeast infection. And I did wake up with the taste of garlic in my mouth.
But it didn't cure it even?
No.
That's fucked up.
I know.
It should have worked if you're putting garlic in your literal poos.
I know. I put it in my literal poos and all I got was this disgusting mouthfeel.
You said garlic naan and that's how that's made, and I really thought you said garlic knot. And then when I realized you said naan, I was like, even better.
Well, thank you. Anyway, hate Halloween. Hate when people dress up. Hate seeing your costumes on every platform. Like, what, do you want a fucking round of applause? Go fuck yourself.
I will say I really hate seeing costumes on, like, I hate, like, the meticulous post that I know went into this Halloween
post. Did you see Heidi Klum's costume?
Yes.
It took her 11 hours to put on. It was like a ghoul. She was like naked. Were those even her real tits?
I'm already a ghoul.
I know.
Bitch.
I know, and it takes me less than a minute to get there. So
30 seconds to look like a ghoul, you idiot.
Yeah, I could look disgusting in 30 seconds, and it took you 11 hours.
Are you dumb?
Fuck you, Heidi.
She's so wasteful, it makes me sick.
I know, but she's so beautiful.
It kills me. That's why it takes her 11 hours to look ghoulish.
I know. And she had nipple rings in this.
Mm.
Yep.
The nipple rings to make her look more like a ghoul? I guess so. That's not really
a ghoul
trait.
You don't have nipple rings, right?
Do I?
Imagine if you had nipple rings this whole time and I didn't know.
I will say the worst thing I've ever dressed up as is a person that has received 2 belly button rings in a lifetime.
Okay, what was that when you were 16?
I got my first one. Year? Yeah, I got my first one at 16, and
first of all,
it bled so much.
What? It's not supposed to bleed.
I know. I went to the dumbest place. I was so convinced I had, like,
it sounds jank as hell.
A disease after.
You probably did.
And then when I geniusly got the second belly button ring, the guy that was piercing it was like, "Do you want it lined up to your belly button or your crooked belly button ring on the top?"
Wow.
I was like, ouch.
That's fucking rude. Like, what are you supposed to do about it now?
Like, your choice.
What
bitch.
Did you say?
I said that my belly button ring, but it was so clearly crooked. Like, the dumbest thing I've ever done. And also, I had appendicitis and I had to take them both out.
Well,
but now I kind of wish I still had them. Cause, like,
are you
going to
get them redone?
Baby? No.
Yes, you are.
No, that's like a... No.
You're going to get
expensive.
Them redone, then you're going to get a henna sun
Worst
around
thing,
your belly button.
Here, this is like... No, I'm not. I just registered what you said.
Yes, you are.
And I'm just kicking myself for, like, something. Anyway, I'm not even going to tell you because it's going to be your Christmas present. Anyway.
Okay.
Hope it's
nipple rings.
It is nipple rings.
Oh, okay.
For people that have belly button rings out there,
yeah.
Have you ever accidentally, like, touched it or, like, it's still filled with pus. That's
the thing. Inside of your thing?
Yeah.
And do you,
like,
ever
you can squeeze
it
out. Yeah, you can.
I bet you do that all the time.
Smells terrible.
Oh.
It's like, have you
There's
ever done it to your ear?
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, I've tried to do it with my ear because I had my ears pierced when I was late, when I was like 14. And honestly, I don't really like wearing earrings because, like,
they're
I don't
just
think they're
itch.
Meant to hold stuff.
Yeah, they're just annoying.
Just let your ears be ears, man.
I mean, yeah.
They don't I'll try to put on some earrings. Everything needs to be decorative.
You're right.
You know?
It's true. And sometimes I feel like a fraud when I wear them because I'm like, am I like, I don't know.
I just feel like bird? Out of every part of the body, the thing I want to attract attention to the least is my ears.
Honestly, yes.
Like, why am I trying to bling out these disgusting fucking flaps of skin?
Do you know how, like, filled with, like, shit. Wax these
like,
are?
What is even I envy. In the ear?
Shout out Marcy, who's getting her ears cleaned
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
My dog Marcy is getting her ears slurped up. They're going to be the much... sexiest ears on the block.
It's the same smell as, like, belly button, real yeah, belly yeah, button yeah. fans
But, like,
know.
Dog ear does smell like that, too.
It really does. Yeah. And they love that smell.
They go crazy
for their own ear smell.
They do. Like, Sully eats... Marcy's ear smell.
Disgusting, it's but gross. I get it. I really get it.
Okay, who's your next bad boy on the block?
I don't know. Do I have another?
Oh.
Actually, it's like a very weird small bad boy that probably doesn't and shouldn't exist.
Okay.
But you know those like signs in the back of Ubers that are like, please let me know if you need anything.
Okay, yeah.
I have it literally. I'm going to read the one that was okay. on my way here. It says, charger available, seatbelts please. Please take all your belongings before leaving. It seems so like...
Yeah, like I know.
Shut up.
I mean, also, you can just say there's a charger. Like, is it that hard to say there's a charger if you need it?
Tips are not required, but are greatly appreciated. Yeah. Thank you and have a great day. And then there's this really condescending, disgusting emoji at the end.
Oh my god, is that a buff smiley face?
No, it is double thumbs up.
I hate it. She'll go in the slider-rama.
She will go in the slider-rama.
Okay.
With a zoom on the
I just
face.
Have like one other quickie BB.
Okay, go for the quickie boo-boo.
It's a quickie boo-boo. So one of my friends from college is getting married in January, and me, like a group of us are going. It's in San Jose or Santa Clarita. I don't know. Some shit. It's fucking somewhere. So we're going, and I emailed everyone in the group going, being like, hey, let's like figure out an Airbnb or like a place we can all stay. And then it was sort of decided like, okay, well, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And we were emailing back and forth last week being like, should we stay in this hotel? Should we stay in an Airbnb? Should we do this? Should we do that? And it kind of left on like, we'll figure it out. Like we have a little bit of time. And then today, there are 8 of us going, and today we got an email that 4 of them had just made plans without us. After we already had this, like, email going on that was planning together, they were like, hey, so we booked this hotel.
Ugh.
Like, I thought we were in this together. I thought we were doing this to, like, have fun, celebrate our friend getting married, making a lifelong mistake, and you do me like this?
There's no mistake like getting married, first of all.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. And
like, we're trying to celebrate the biggest mistake of my friend's life.
I mean,
and you're
going to
be selfish. Anyway, so fuck them. That's a bad boy on the block. Also, you don't have any more, you said.
I don't think I have any more.
Traffic was fucking miserable the other day because there was the fire. So one of the main freeways was closed. And then there was also a person.
A jumpy boo-boo.
There was a jumpy boo-boo. There was someone who was threatening to jump. Off one of the highway overpasses.
Whichever.
So that sucks. And there was the traffic was so bad. It took me an hour and a half to get to work, and it usually takes me 20 minutes.
What the fuck?
I know.
I mean, that's why they do it, though.
I like called Jerry multiple times. I was so bored.
You were that bored. You could have called me. What did we talk about?
I don't know.
We never talk on the phone. Ugh.
I hear your voice so much listening to this
I'm
fucking
sure
shit.
Talking on the phone would just be so weird.
It would be triggering. And then fucking Masked Singer.
Ugh, that's a huge bad boy.
Second
Where
week in a
been?
Row, no episodes. What
I mean,
do you think
like,
about my theory?
Your theory's wrong because it's a World Series, but
oh,
I was very on board with it.
My theory was that possibly one of the Masked Singers.
I mean,
we
can say it. You think it's Thingamajig?
I think Thingamajig got me too'd. I think what would happen if one of the Masked celebrities became embroiled in scandal after they finished taping it?
I mean, it's Fox, A. So they don't care.
Right. You're
B,
right.
I think that they would just be like, well, that's why they're here anyway, to like redeem themselves. And like usually they're kind of like, I mean, they are.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing going on. No one on The Masked Singer has anything serious going on.
It's true.
We all know that.
It's true. But if they murdered someone, would they stop airing it?
If they murdered someone, they'd stop airing it, probably, right?
Email Diane at ladypartsbag.com.
Yeah, we want the goss.
If one of the celebrities killed someone, would they stop airing it, or would they be American about it and just keep it going, baby?
Yeah, because Diane can only masturbate to new episodes of The Masked Singer.
She is dry.
She's dry as a bone. And the skeleton's off, baby, so.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, that was really funny, actually. Cool. So email your bad boys to Diane, ladyprospector.com. We'll read it on the show.
Any diarrhea stories or party invites, please.
Oh my God. Please send us your party invites. Also, the worst. Okay, send us your Facebook friend or Instagram friend's worst Halloween costume. We want to see the one that you hated the most. Shit on people.
A really, like, a someone who tried to do Russian doll but looks nothing like them.
Okay, do Russian doll.
Yeah. Send us the worst Russian doll costumes you've seen this year.
Amazing. So I guess we should move on to another mini blitz.
It's a blitzerini.
It's a blitzerini. It's
a quaid pro quo. Does that make sense?
Were you thinking quaid pro quo this whole week? Nope. I was thinking the quaidiest episode yet.
Okay. Cutie.
Do you like it?
I mean, there are two Mr. Your Girls here.
I know. There's
Mr. And they've done various things to girls.
Mr. Drown Your German Shepherd, Your Girl. Remember that?
Oh, God. Who did that one?
Well, he didn't actually do it.
Because it's the controversé.
It's a controversé. That's French.
Yikes.
Okay, Mr. Let's see. What would?
Who are we doing first? Let's go to Denny first.
I think we should go to Denny's. Mr. Moon over my hammies. Dennis Quaid.
Jesus Christ. That was perfect.
We got there. It took 7 years. It took about 14 years.
That was a riff fest.
It was a riff fest. Everyone loved it. Email Diane. If you hated it. So Dennis Quaid, 65. whatever. It doesn't matter. I just had a quick bad boy in the hole. Beto O'Rourke's presidential campaign.
Okay.
Can we get a Jerry Finger for that?
Absolutely.
All right, back to Dennis Quaid.
God. I mean, rest in peace.
Yeah. Okay, so first things first, we got to get it out of the way. Is he attractive?
Was he in, I forget who was in Homeland. I forget if, was Dennis Quaid in Homeland? Evil Diane.
Diane.
He's at that age where he's old enough where he's not getting hotter with
he's
age.
He's not getting hotter.
So I'd say like a solid 7.
Yeah.
He's a 7.
He was, I feel like I was super into him for a while physically.
I think you were. Wasn't it like your password for a bit?
Yes, it was my Wi-Fi password at my old place.
I know that.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. You have such fond memories of my life.
I really do. Yeah. I only think about your life.
Dennis Quaid, all lowercase.
Was it?
Not safe.
Well, don't reveal it.
Well, I don't live there
It's
anymore.
Not safe, but I mean, if I wanted to reveal mine.
What's your password? Email Diane.
Yeah.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
Mine? I'm not telling you, but it's also...
I feel like the only safe ones are like q=1. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like,
what the fuck? I hate it. Jesus Christ. Make passwords easier for us.
Like, go fuck yourself. So Dennis Quaid was recently in the news because he started dating a 26-year-old. As I mentioned, he's 65. Mm-hmm.
Who formerly dated the Pivster, Jeremy Piven.
Oh, yeah. The woman that he's engaged to formerly dated Jeremy Piven. He's a bad boy. We could do him. He's a really bad boy.
Is Pivy a baddie? I don't know. I'm sure he is.
Okay. IMDb Diane. So she's 26. She's a PhD student. They've only been dating since June.
Oh, and they're already engaged.
That's stupid. Yeah. And he proposed in the article I read was like, they were in Hawaii and like a typical millennial, she was taking a selfie and he was ready with the ring.
And she didn't fall off a cliff.
She didn't fall off a cliff.
Not a typical millennial.
I know. Real millennials fall off cliffs.
Yeah. If you're a cool millennial, you'll literally take
a selfie video of you falling off a cliff. Anyway, so good for Dennis Quaid, I guess. I don't know. This is such like a classic boring like rich white guy dating. Not even like white.
I don't even care anymore.
I know.
I
but
don't even care.
It's so like it's not gonna last.
It's not. I mean, like, get it. Whatever.
I mean, boot up though.
Boot up. I guess it's fine for both of them.
Boot up.
They're both getting something out of this.
I know. I agree.
Whatever. You're a little... I don't know why you can't fuck women your own age, but I guess you don't have to if you have the money. You creep.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Guys, it's creepy. Whatever. What do you think? Do you think the, like, double... Wait, what is it? Half your age plus 7?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So does that work
with
her?
That's the youngest...
No. I've heard that.
Half your age plus 7.
13 plus 7, 20?
That's the youngest you could date.
That's the youngest she... No.
Oh, that's the youngest she could date.
Okay. Ew. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like you're, what, 31?
32. I really had to think there.
Okay, so the youngest you can date is 23.
Ugh. And I cannot imagine the thought of me dating a 23-year-old man is disgusting.
I mean, it's like, what is even this?
Revolting.
This is all fake. This is all fake news, fake math. How old is... what's 65 divided by 2? So that would be...
I mean, that's a tough one to even think about.
That would be 32. Let's just say 32. So the youngest he could date is 39 and a half.
Interesting.
In theory.
In theory. Well...
Wow. I mean, this is a total Jerry Finger of a situation, though. Like, he's basically Jerry Seinfeld, except Jerry Seinfeld was younger and by 20 years.
Allegedly legal in New York to date a 17-year-old. It's so fucked up. So, yeah, I don't know. Dennis... I guess he had some bad behavior in the 80s.
He did a lot of cocaine. Coke. He
and like popped up to it or whatever.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I did a crazy amount of coke. And like, he went to
marriage.
Rehab. Yeah, to Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
He went to rehab. I didn't know this, that the hospital gave his 10-day-old infants a blood thinner.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And he sued them, obviously. But like, right. I mean, that's not a bad thing Dennis Quaid did. That was just an interesting tidbit I didn't know.
Yeah, that is a weird one. His twin boys or whatever.
Yeah.
Were they, is that it? And then, wait, were they surrogate babies too?
I don't know.
It was like a whole thing. And he became
is there
like
a conspiracy?
No, he like became a little bit of an activist or something.
Okay, well, good for him.
Malpractice?
Is that
what it is?
Yeah, you're right. He did. I remember.
Imagine malpractice.
That. I can't.
Yeah.
And
imagine like being sued by Dennis Quaid for malpractice. So like your life is over.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, so now, so in the 80s, he used to do 2 grams of cocaine a day, which feels like a lot. I don't know. I'm not a cokehead. I've done it.
You get like 1 hour of sleep.
Like 3 seconds. And now he gets his highs from working out.
Yikes.
And singing songs about Jesus. Can you believe that song?
Oh,
did you listen to it?
I did.
Should we play it?
Sure. What's it called again?
It's called...
Getting Your High from Jesus and Exercise is like a little Mark Wahlberg, you know?
Oh, so Marky Mark of him.
He loves... Marky Mark loves to jog.
It's called On My Way to Heaven by Dennis Quaid.
The two tabs up on here are missionary Spencer Smith from last week's episode.
Yeah, you guys remember.
And Michael Avenatti.
Oh, wow. Blast from the past.
Months even. What are we looking up again?
He doesn't have a bad voice.
And he's not ugly either.
He's a little rugged in that.
The ruggedness, you know?
Like, why wasn't he Bradley Cooper?
Why wasn't he Bradley Cooper?
He should totally be Bradley Cooper.
What is all of this?
You think he...
Oh, yeah, he's definitely talking about Jesus. That is
yeah, 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 yeah. He fucking loves Jesus. All the comments are like, finally, a celebrity who loves Jesus as much as me.
He's like, an independent, right? Like,
yeah.
He vote, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this should be playing in the background of all of our podcasts from now on.
I would literally... Oh, no, he's staring right at the camera. So... Yeah, I don't.
Does
I can't
that give you the quivers down
I would
there.
Never, no, I don't. I was about to say I would never fuck Dennis Quaid. Looking at him now, I'm just like, I don't think so.
That's an edgy take.
I don't like the way he's looking at me. You know?
Yeah.
Plus, I like obviously, Jesus freaks can't fuck. But like, he used to be on cocaine,
shit.
So like.
Okay. Well, I feel like we get him right.
Do we? Follow me. Offer a little forward. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, it's when he's dying.
Oh, does he die in the video?
My dad was.
You call yourself a real fan.
Wait, what did he just say?
And I saw God transform him from a man that I hated into the man I wanted to become.
Oh my God.
I think it's about his daddy too.
Like, country boys want to fuck their dad so badly.
It's fucked up.
Like, why are you really so obsessed with your daddy? He taught me how to ride a tractor, and now all I can do is
come when I'm on a tractor.
Embracing Jesus.
I would, you know, listen, if I've learned anything from Jesus, it's don't embrace anyone on a tractor.
Seriously, just leave it alone.
Don't jack off on a tractor.
All right, so that feels like it was a worthwhile use of our time.
Boo-doo-boo-boo-doo.
Who is that?
Yeah, definitely a big use of our time. Yeah, so Dennis Quaid is on his rocker on the turnip truck.
He's on the turnip truck.
He hasn't fallen off.
He is dating this young woman, excuse me, engaged, and that's his you know, his biggest offense to date, other than the cocaine and allegedly on the set of his movie A Dog's Purpose. Peter released this video of the dog in A Dog's Purpose being forced into turbulent water. Like, I guess they wanted a scene of it whitewater rafting or something. I don't know. I made that up, but something like that. And so people got mad at it. And you may remember the premiere of A Dog's Purpose was delayed.
Oh, the con. So was it ever released? Is that like?
It was. There's going to be a second one.
Real, like, I
council culture isn't real.
I do not follow that franchise. So I apologize.
Oh wow.
Nor do I follow any dog franchise. Not that I hate dogs. We were looking at a list of ugly dogs, though, earlier.
Oh, man, and there were some fucking Fugglos on there.
Fugglos, indeed.
Okay, so I think we can move on to the Quaidier of the two.
Oh, boy. He's really a little Quaid.
Mr. Evade Your Bill.
Mr. Evade Your Girl, yeah.
Evade
or Bill.
Bill. Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, your Randy. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's his full name? You got to do his full name.
So his full name is Randy.
His full name is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. We'll put it in one more slide-o-rama because you really have to read it to believe it.
I just like can't believe it. I thought I was hallucinating when I opened Wikipedia.
It sounds like something he would name himself, but the fact that you know he didn't, it's just upsetting.
And like, I guess that like maybe someone made this up in Wikipedia, but like, I can't.
Think so. I believe it.
So it's Randy Randall Rudy Quaid.
Randy Randall Woody.
Rudy. Rudy. Woody. Imagine it was Woody Quaid. I can't. He's 69.
Wow, I haven't
spicy?
Had that. Ooh, a double-double.
So, you know, he's bad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever. Are they both, like, full brothers or whatever? Are they half brothers?
I think they're full. I think they're full Eskimo bros.
I didn't know he was in Brokeback Mountain, by the way.
Oh, I guess I didn't either. So, I guess we should just start with his crime. So, Randy started to, well, yeah. So in 2009, Randy Quaid and his wife were arrested for not paying a hotel bill.
In Santa Baba.
And it was $10,000 hotel bill. And they just like left it and split. And this allegedly wasn't the first time they had done that.
Which is messed up. So they were saying that they were being, what, followed by the Hollywood
oh my God.
Whackers?
So this comes later. This is when they flee to Canada. You're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Are we? I really thought they fled right after that.
No. And then in 2010, they were arrested for squatting in a guest house that they used to own. And apparently they trashed it.
God, they're so smart.
And then they fled to Canada to avoid criminal charges and to flee what they called the Hollywood Star Whackers. Which is an underground group of basically assassins that kill famous people for their insurance money. And they think that Heath Ledger was one of the people taken victim and that they were targeting people like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan. And so
I don't hate his theory.
I don't either. But Randy and his wife, Evie, are fully convinced that they're the next ones to be whacked.
I mean, no.
You think that you believe that there's like an underground, I don't keep wanting to say tunnel, but there's a group of Hollywood star whackers.
There's a murder
whackers.
Tunnel down there.
You think there's Hollywood star whackers?
I kind like in a different way, yes. I don't think they call themselves the Hollywood star whackers by any means.
What are they thinking?
But like, if I were to believe any conspiracy from any crazy celeb. I don't want, maybe I shouldn't call him crazy.
Quaidy.
From any Quaidy celeb. Mm-hmm. Definitely be Randy Rudolph, whatever the fuck his name is. Randy Rudy Tooty, Fresh Randy, and Fruity.
Randy Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Fruity Quaid.
Quaid. The fourth. Because literally everyone in their family is named.
I know, after somebody else.
With three R's and then a Q for their initials. It's like powerful. It's
you. Have you watched Queer Eye in Japan?
No.
I can't. Too much.
It just seems like a lot to handle.
I don't
handle.
So and much reading. Like, I'm not watching.
So much reading.
I'm not watching it to read. You know, I'm watching it to zone out and, like, only see when Bobby's on screen.
Baby, I don't even read anymore. I have to listen to it. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's true.
You bring out the best of me when smoking my meat.
Right. So they fled to Canada. Because Evie's a resident of Canada. She was a dual citizen.
Well, yeah, but I don't think she actually had her papes when they moved in there.
Didn't
so
have
they
her
were
papes,
like
her pape schmears.
Didn't have her pape schmears.
Damn it!
So they were waiting. And like I don't know if I think they were claim. What is that word when you're just like a
squatting.
Refugee status?
Oh.
They were
whatever.
Claiming to be refugees in Canada.
Okay.
I believe.
Right, because they were being pursued by the Hollywood star whackers.
And persecuted against, yes.
Right, they really were.
So, at the same time, though, she was like, one of my parents is Canadian or something, so I can get my citizenship. Uh-huh. And then, I think they were deemed permanent residents, but then he didn't come to, like, check in as a PR or whatever, permanent resident, and then I think they caught him and then extradited him back to...
Yeah, he got denied his residency. And
right.
He tried to become a citizen of Canada, but got denied it.
Got it.
And then they moved to Vermont, which makes sense. He was deported in 2015.
Did you see that really... Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. And you saw the porn that they made.
I have not seen it.
Okay. I definitely forgot about it, and then I searched Randy Quaid delisted, and that was the first result that came up, and I remember seeing that on delisted back when it came out, and it was March 2015.
Oh.
I literally watched the porn, and it was horrible.
So what happened in the porn?
He was wearing a mask. I forget what mask it was.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I know what you're talking about. And he says, I'm back.
And it's really not, like, porny at all, obviously. It's just, like, him fucking her from behind while wearing a mask. I don't know if she's, like, nude or what. I really don't remember. Picking the slider. Wilmer Sliderama will be so horny this week.
Oh, yeah, he's wearing a Rupert Murdoch mask.
Right.
No, she is. She's wearing a Rupert Murdoch mask. Is. While he eats her out. Oh my god.
Oh, is
ew.
That what they did? I thought he fucked her.
No, they also fucked.
Oh.
It's called pre-gaming, Julia. Not pre-gaming. It's called foreplay, Julia.
Never heard of it.
Pre-gaming on that puss, though.
Oh, wow. Ew. RandyQuaid.net? I will never go there.
No, never go there. I mean, you're literally looking up Randy Quaid porn right now. So, I don't know what you expected. Have you ever made a sex tape?
No, have you?
No.
Hmm. Is it all it's cracked up to be?
I don't know. Email Diane your experience making a sex tape.
Porn whackers.
Don't email it to her because
she
doesn't want to see it. What?
The movie's been taken down.
Oh, fucking A.
That's unfortunate.
Narcs. Anyway, it's going to be a fun night. Looking forward to seeing him jerk off on his wife. Or whatever he does.
He
also allegedly abused.
Donkey.
He was in a play.
Oh, great.
And he allegedly abused fellow performers in the musical, and he was fined $81,000 for breaking his contract and never paid it.
What a genius.
He was being like verbally and physically abusive. So what else is no? He's definitely a cabinet slammer. He might be
no question.
He might be a cabinet fucker.
A cabinet fucker.
He might
for
be
sure.
a cabinet fucker.
He'd fuck a hole in a cabinet immediately.
Any day.
Any day of the week.
He could find the hole anywhere. That's the Randy Quaid promise.
I can't. Who else was he married to?
I don't know, but I read somewhere that
other than a cabinet. Like a literal cabinet.
Evie had like a jealousy thing of Meg Ryan because Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid dated.
That has nothing to do with her.
Literally nothing, but she had a weird competition thing with Meg Ryan. And, like, I'm sorry, but you mustn't even try.
Was Meg Ryan in... Wait, I can't think of anything she's been in.
I don't know, like You've Got Mail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
And whatever movie they were in together. Let me see. I think that's sort of all I have on Randy.
Yeah, he bad.
He bad. He's the way worse of the two.
Definitely.
I mean, Emily, I don't think... less famous, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think any 26-year-old is gearing to fuck Randy Quaid.
No.
Not at 69 years young.
No, definitely not.
Why doesn't he make Jesus music is my question.
He needs Jesus.
He needs Jesus.
He needs Jesus.
My God.
Dennis, help your brother find Jesus again. It's the least you can do after you fucked a fucking child. allegedly. No, she's 26, adult.
She's 26, but I mean, like, how old was she when Jeremy Piven was dating her? And how old is Jeremy Piven? Hey, Siri, how old is Jeremy Piven?
He's 54. That's old.
Jinx!
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop!
You owe me yes, a coke.
Jeremy Piven. On October 30th, adult film actress and reality TV personality made accusations that Piven had groped her.
Yikes.
He took a polygraph test.
No.
And then another woman came forward who worked as an extra on Entourage and said Piven groped her. Yeah, we'll have to do him sometime. I know.
Bad boy.
I knew he was bad. I knew he was bad. I had my bad dar went up. I was like, boop, I heard about him. Boopity scoop.
You really poopity scooped that one
out. I fucking scooped her up, though.
I just sometimes can't tell if he's like just someone who plays villains.
I know.
Or if he is one.
And we're really learning that. What is that line?
Yeah. What is that line?
You definitely just gurped up in that skirp.
I gurped and I slommed my
You fucking
cup.
Slommed her. The earth reverberated. It caused the big one.
It really did. We forgot to shut the door on
I know, on Dennis.
Dennis
I remember
first,
that. So do that.
I'm going to shut it on. Where the funk?
I do think Dennis Quaid and Mark McGrath have met.
At like maybe a charity function.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And they probably called it like the charity funk. Chun,
oh,
because
yeah.
Mark McGrath organized it.
Oh, definitely. And was playing it.
Yeah,
definitely,
and
the
Dennis
headliner.
Quaid played like a Jesus version of Every Morning. Have you listened to the new, like, appropriate version of Baby It's Cold Outside that John Legend and Kelly Clarkson did?
Oh, yikes.
They did like a consensual Baby It's Cold Outside.
I mean, I would rather die than listen to that.
I haven't listened to it either.
Don't fuck with the classics. Just kidding.
Yeah, don't fuck with the classics, especially if they're rapey as hell. Keep it rapey.
God, I don't care.
I know.
I don't want to listen to it. Is it good? Does it
I haven't
slap?
Listened to it.
If it slaps, keep it.
If
we'll
it,
have a review of it next week.
Okay, fine. Okay? We'll do a minute-by-minute review.
Sorry, I said the rudest things about it in the world, and then I think that the old version
You're
is
honestly
better.
Never going to stop listening to it, and I already know it. You're going to fucking love it.
I don't even listen to Christmas music, though. I listen
good.
To Beach Boys Christmas music.
What about All I Want for Christmas Is You?
That's another one.
Yeah.
She had a good video. That's a good girl.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
get to that.
Okay.
Pause.
We can talk about that.
Shut the door, baby, on Randy Boy.
Okay. Shut the door,
baby. Bye, Randy.
I don't think they've met.
No, Rudolph Randall.
Rudolph
Red-nosed.
Randy. Randy Red.
Rudy Tootie.
Rudy Tootie Fruity. You can't catch these cooties, Quaid. he hasn't met.
He 100% has cooties.
Oh my God, he's a cootie.
Not giving.
He sort
them
of
to
has like
Mark.
A Dave Letterman beard going on.
Yikes!
No,
he does.
It's cloudy. It's fluffy. You wouldn't. You would not want to rub your face in it. I'll tell you.
You would
that.
Find some little crumbsies in there.
Yeah, I will put it in the slider. Anyway, so if you're one of the Hollywood star whackers and you're planning on killing Randy Quaid, can you just do it? email Diane at ladypartsmag.com.
Donkey.
Gobbler is kind of the new Donkey Jr.
Donkey.
I know. You hate Donkey. I'm like, I feel like Donkey's never going to leave, and I feel like you're trying to get Donkey.
Jesus
you're trying to
Christ.
Evict Donkey.
Speaking of Star Whacker conspiracy theories.
I know. You're trying to whack the star that is new Donk.
Well, I'm going to look up the good girl while you're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I just think you don't like Donkey as much as I do.
Shut up.
Oh my fucking God. She is wily today.
I have to pee.
Really?
I know. And it was like,
I literally had such a conversation about it.
I asked if I peed and she was like, no, you should pee. And I was like, duh. And
then you're like, I actually don't have to pee. It's like, well, first of all, then why did you ask? Second of all, you always have to pee.
Constantly
peeing. I've never met you not peeing.
You're right.
It's like, life is what happens for you in between pees.
That's really nice. I just noticed also that this is, oh my god, this is so cute. It's a Canadian video. I think it's ET Canada explaining the Mariah Carey Halloween to Christmas transition.
Yeah.
Does you she guys do this every it. Year?
Yeah.
I don't know
if
notice.
She like releases a video every year, but oh. You guys have seen the graph of like right after Halloween, All I Want for Christmas Is You starts spiking up basically up until Christmas.
And there's nothing we love more than a self-aware fucking celebrity that's yeah, we do in on them. Their own joke.
We love it.
She right did there. Celebrate Halloween last night. She went trick-or-treating with the kids.
But once the night was over and the clock struck midnight, Mariah was ready for Christmas.
It says 11:59. It turned to midnight. On her phone, and it says Santa calling her. We'll put on this Wilmer Slidey Poo.
It's time.
Oh my god. Okay, she's the most.
She really is the
most. I mean, obviously, we know that Mariah Carey is the most.
And we love her for it.
I guess
you love to see it, you know?
Anyway, I guess good girl Mariah Carey is what you're trying to say?
She's fine. I still listen to her music. I'll tell you that much. I should update the...
Oh, yeah. You need to update it. You got to add some Poopity Scoop and the Chick-fil-A poopity song. Scoop poop.
Oh, love that song. That's a new Christmas song.
There's this like one thing I remember about Dennis Quaid, which like he went on Ellen.
Did he kiss her like Howard Stern did?
Feminist icon.
Anyway, what happened?
And you know how she loves fucking pranks.
She loves
the best type of joke. And she put like an earpiece in Dennis Quaid's ear and he went into Starbucks and he shouted, Dennis Quaid is here. And it was actually pretty funny. So really props to Ellen for that. You really did it. And I forgive you for everything on behalf of every community. I forgive you.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm so sorry that we treated you so harsh. You're rich. So shut the fuck up. Any good boys this week?
Law and Order continues to just
Yeah, I liked this episode.
Which episode was it? Oh yeah.
With the rapes. The rapes and the projects.
It was the rapes and the projects.
Yeah, it was.
You know, for a brief second when spoilies, mm-hmm. Olivia's brother didn't show up to lunch, I was like, oh great, he's the fucking rapist.
Oh no. I was wondering why they brought him up. Yeah. Olivia still always turns her back on her son and leaves her, even though he's been kidnapped 50 times.
100. I was
like,
thinking
in
that.
The last episode, I was like,
that's what's going to happen, right?
I know. I was like, and the camera panned away from him, and I was like, Noah, go bye bye. He's going to get killed this time.
It's a Noe snatch a roozy.
God willing, this guy fucking dies for once in his life. Anyway, didn't die. He's off to dance class. Yep. But yeah, I really thought he was going to get snatched.
He's on death watch.
Noah's character.
Noah's character's on
Death Watch. Okay, yeah, let's add him to Death Watch.
Just because he like could get kidnapped at any fucking moment.
Any minute.
Like Olivia's brother dying just like slipped away.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, rest in peace.
Jerry Finger for that.
good night. Rest in peace, good night. Sweet Prince. Whatever. You were on drugs and then you were again.
You were on drugs and you were not a good dad.
You were not a good father.
No.
Badonk-a-donk
on that.
Yeah.
I watched this show that came out a very long time ago called Unbelievable on Netflix. I texted you about it.
Yeah, you did.
It's the true story. It's the true story of a girl who gets raped.
Nice.
And
and the police another show to watch.
And the police don't believe her, obviously. And then like a couple years later, these two female detectives, Detective Viennes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know what I'm trying to do there. Detectresses. I don't know.
Are they ladies?
Yeah, they're women.
Okay. Jesus. All right.
Two lady cops basically solve the rape.
Congratulations to you.
They like connect new rapes to that rape and good job, everyone.
You nailed it. Is it like real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, great. No, it's not a documentary.
Oh, it's not?
It's scripted.
Oh.
Yes.
See, I don't like that shit.
Oh.
I mean, like... I like you when they catch OJ. The guy. When they actually catch the guy. Yeah, but I mean, like,
remember when Cuba Gooding Jr. played OJ and now he's being like tried for sexual assault?
It's true, and we we meant to do it this week, actually, didn't we?
To no one.
It's like,
yeah, we'll do him. Mm-hmm. Cuba Batting Jr.
Cuba Batting.
Yeah, he bad.
That's next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Yeah, we will.
What a bummer episode that's gonna fucking be.
I know it's gonna be a bummer.
Ugh.
Yeah, we try to avoid the bummers as much as possible. We got to dip in them so that we can do more like the fat Jewish that truly have no effect on the world whatsoever. Any other good boys?
I don't think so. No more good boys in my personal life.
I know, like, I have nothing good.
Nothing good.
The Honeycrisp apples I got are really good.
Oh, yummy. You did give me one the other week.
I love apples.
Uh-huh. Good boy, your uncle, for telling you.
Oh, yeah, my uncle told me that Honeycrisp apples are in season and they've come to California.
I want your uncle and my dad to switch mailing lists. Oh. Nope, I don't.
Oh, man. Yeah, my uncle had some.
That wouldn't make us related.
Should I end this with a quote from my uncle? Is this exploitative?
I don't think so. I think it's another good, fun way to end a podcast.
Right. So let's do a quote from my uncle. All right, this is the quote of the day from October 30th. Today's quote of the day comes from Washington Nationals coach Davey Martinez after they won the World Series. We stayed in the fight. We won the fight.
Wow, that is any profound.
any comments?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, that's sports talk.
I never really like sports talk. I can't. No, I don't like sports analogies.
My uncle loves sports.
Does he? What kind of sports are you into?
All of them. I don't know.
All of them?
Yeah.
All the sports. I mean, my brother's like that, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm watching basketball with Jerry, and I'm getting a little into the Lakers, and I'm not loving it.
Oh, my God. You're a Laker lady now.
I'm a Laker lady. You're going to get a Lakers tattoo. I shaped an L into my pubes.
Nice. Ba, 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 ba.
They're very coarse and can hold shape.
Oh,
actually, they're very straight hairs.
Really?
Yeah.
You have straight pubes?
Straight as an arrow, baby.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
So
jealous. It's kind of weird because they're like long.
Okay.
Long straight pubes.
You know what's weird? If you take like hair and nail gummies, your pubes definitely grow faster too. It's so true.
That's disgusting. Are you rubbing them on your pubis?
It's all your hair that grows. Why would I rub gummies on my pubis? Actually, start taking the pills.
Oh, yeah, those are better.
I'm not going to rub pills on my pubis.
Well,
that sounds like something I would do when I was 13.
Okay.
I wanted pubic hair. Remember wanting pubic hair?
I do.
God,
I
good boy wanting pubic hair.
Good boy wanting
so
pubic
stupid.
Hair. Those were the fucking days.
The first time
I
you ever shaved
my period
it?
For like fucking decades. It
really?
Took so long.
You were 25?
I was literally in my 40s already and like, God, it was so embarrassing. My mom got me roses. I haven't talked about this on the podcast.
I don't think we've talked about it here, but I do remember you telling me this.
I was like having a sleepover at my friend's house and I was already so late. Like I was such a late bloomy tube. And I knew what it was immediately. I was like, this is disgusting. And my friend who I was staying over with, I went to summer camp with her and I was the only person in the entire cabin who didn't have their period yet. So literally everyone was menstruating at the same time except for me.
Oh my God.
And
I
was having a sleepover at her place and I woke up and I was like, fuck, here's this fucking thing. And I went and she went, yay. And it was like the fucking worst. And then my mom brought me orange roses.
Orange? Is that the period?
You can't buy red. I don't know. It was, and you can't buy white because then they'll get red. They'll get dirty so quickly.
Bleed on them. Jesus Christ. Oh, wow.
Anyway, quick period story.
Honestly, amazing.
You're beautiful. Thank you so much.
When I got my period, I definitely thought I shit my pants. Mine was right on time, not a brag.
Oh, my God.
I think it was 12 or 13. I don't remember. I think I was in grade 7.
12
I definitely
is
had
so
it.
Sweet. Like, it that's really when you want to start your menses.
I was really on time for my menses, for sure. I, like, hit puberty for a straight year and then got my menses. What a fucking dope time.
Good year, though.
I definitely thought I was shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Because, like, for all the men that listen to this podcast, it's not bright red.
No.
Shout out to Anthony. Please send us those goddamn pads.
Please send us our blue pads.
It's not like
red.
We haven't gotten a period in a
black.
While.
It is like
it's pitch black.
And I was like, am I inking?
Am I an octopus now?
Yeah, I'm an octopus. Like, it's such a beautiful day when a girl becomes an octopus.
I love that.
But
I had wasted, honestly, all my pads on, like, the times that I, like, thought I got it. Mm. I had maybe one pad.
You ever just pee in it a little bit? I don't know. Hefty flow. So
Hefty flow, way to go. We can end this with a boot up, I guess. GBBO babies.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about GBBO.
I know.
Okay, so Great British Bake Off is over. David won. I'm extremely happy for him. I've always liked him from the beginning. He's so organized. His showstopper was incredible. He keeps a really clean workstation, which I appreciate.
He does. I've never thought about that. You know
what? Steph cocked it up. Steph fucked up.
She fucked up. It was literally fucked up.
It was hers to lose, and she literally fucked up.
Those soufflés look like garbage. Why did you put the water in the pan?
Oh my god.
Echoing everyone's statement. We all knew. We're like, what are you doing?
Steph totally cocked it up for herself.
She cocked and ruined it.
She fucking
third place. She should have been seventh place.
Wow.
I'm really tearing her apart. How old is she? Like 24?
No, you're talking about Alice.
Am I?
Steph is the one with the dark haired brunette with the bangs. Who should
Yeah, that's
won.
What I'm talking about. Okay. How old is she?
I don't know. Maybe 30?
Really? She looks young.
Maybe she's
she like
young.
Loves Alice her mom like too a, much.
I know.
To know to be like any.
You're right.
That's why I think she's like young.
You're right. What happens like to those people, you know?
I know.
If you love your mom, email Diane at ladypartsmag.com.
True. And like when you fuck up in the last episode, you're never going to be remembered for anything. I know. You're like not going to get a spinoff. I don't think any non-winners don't get spinoffs though. You know what I mean?
I mean, we'll see how they do on social media. Like Kim Joy is doing really well on social media. Mm-hmm. She didn't win. Like, you know.
She is, like, so likable.
But, yeah, the GBBO couple is apparently Henry, who wears the ties, and Michael, who has glasses, are dating.
Glasses. That's a great match, you know?
Yeah. Tie and glasses. It's a boot up made to be. And
it's great. Two bakers. Oof. Can you imagine the, like,
I'd like
better
to be
smelling household?
In that pie.
Oh, I'd love that dream thruple.
Ooh, that is a dream thruple. Ugh. Okay, wait.
Email Diane your dream thruples.
Fuck, marry, thruple. No, fuck, kill, thruple.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is so easy. Dennis and Randy. You fuck Dennis and kill Randy. No thruple.
No thruple.
You don't thruple that.
You can't.
No.
Plus they're brothers, you know?
Yeah.
It gets messy.
It does. What about Dennis Quaid? His 26-year-old fiance.
Mm.
I'd thruple.
That's a thrup and a bup.
That's a thrup and a bup.
I wouldn't kill her. I wouldn't marry her. I would thrup and a bup.
I would thrup and a bup.
Boot up.
Okay. Poopity scoop. So here we are at the end. Please rate and review the podcast.
Oh, we have not checked in a bit, have you?
Yeah, I have. We have nothing new.
Cool.
So thank you guys so much for that. And if you do write a 5-star review, we will send you a Diane pin. And I would be remiss not to mention the pig tooth giveaway, which of course, please go to shop.badboypod.com and just buy everything. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You're going to get a sick tote. You're going to get a fucking fly tee. You're going to get a mug with our mugs on it. And best of all,
you get a pig's tooth.
You get a pig's tooth.
It's a real pig's tooth.
It's fucking real. I stole it off a live pig.
It's disgusting the length she went.
Smoking these meats.
To get that pig tooth. Yeah.
Fair enough. So yeah, fuck Elon Musk. I would. And if you have a video of yourself fucking Elon Musk, please email it to Diane
Randy Quinn
at ladypartsmag.com.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No, we're good.
All right.
Yep. Bye. Brought to you by Lady Parts.